I think we should have the confidence to delve a little into the original context of the stories. Most of the stories feel impenetrable because of the history of analysis that we have, but they don't take a huge amount of analysis just to find what was at stake in each encounter, what was at stake at each chapter of this story. And just as it has as an historic episode to introduce children to the way that life would have unfolded had Jesus not been part of it. And once you've done that, and you introduce Jesus, and you see the impact that he has on the people that he's encountered, whether it's somebody whose eyes need opening, their minds need changing, their direction needs a new fork in the road, whatever it is, have the confidence to play out every scenario so that the children can see for themselves what might have happened, what was at stake, what was at jeopardy. And very often the children will come back to the scriptural story with a new intensity that wouldn't have come otherwise. I'd certainly encourage people to use scripture first and foremost as their script. It's quite a simple process to convert the Bible into a script. The dialogue is there. Very often stage directions are there. Have a look. I promise you, they're in there. If you try to tell it as it is in Scripture, very quickly you'll find out what's missing, if anything. And if something's missing, if you feel like you need a bit more information, the chances are it's probably there, but earlier on. There's probably some bit of information that you need to bring into this scene. And so that's when you can start doing intelligent embellishments on the story. So you might, we know that, for example, Simeon was waiting for the reconciliation of Israel. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean? What is Simeon waiting for? How do you explain to a child what reconciliation of Israel is, for example? That's a task. It's hard enough to explain to an adult, let alone to a child. So what do? We start looking all through Scripture to find out what clues are there to how Israel is in discord, how there is a conflict, there is, how do the Jews want to live? How do they want to live their lives? So you might start bringing in characters that are a bringing together of all these ideas or lifestyles, or and play that opposite Simeon. So Simeon can stand there and listen to perhaps people complaining on the street about how the taxes have gone up because the Romans have come, or the fact that they can't worship in the temple in the same way anymore because the occupation of the Romans have meant that Romans have taken over part of the building or whatever. And so that when Simeon starts talking about his need for reconciliation of Israel, we know what he's talking about. Or you could have a bunch of priests all talking about what it is to be a priest now that the Romans have occupied Israel. You've then got to make sure that all the children understand what it means to be occupied. And one perhaps obvious way of doing that is to imagine your school is occupied. Every child knows off by heart what happens in a school when they arrive, when they are registered, when they have assembly, when they go to the classes, when they have lunch. They know what they're meant to do if they go and have sports. They know all the rules. But what if somebody came in and changed all those rules? Forced them to have lunch earlier or later? Forced them to wear certain clothes for when they're doing sports? And once children understand that, they'll tell that story of Simeon's wait, his patient wait, with such an understanding that they wouldn't have had otherwise.